Mishus Abimari. Holding on the sigil of Harif, the way to transfer Tam, we should know from Simukofei, there are really four things of doing it. There's Kavish, there's Bishul, there's Tzli, and there's Melicha. Negeta, four other things that help transferring Tam are basically what we came across, the idea of something like Shumon. And Negeta, the idea of Tzli is only, let's say, it's the halacha of the Tila, by Shomin that helps it out to be a case of Kuloi. We have the second example of Lachluchas. We know the Lacha Kli that touches Kli does not transfer. However, when you have Lachluchas, it helps to transfer. The third thing is we have the idea of Dukkah, that's Simon Tagal to Zayin, that by, for example, Kli Sheni Kuhn Dermor does not transfer. When you have Dukkah, that helps the heat to transfer together. A fourth thing that helps is the Sugya of Charif. That's in our Sugya here. The idea of Charif will help with other things to transfer. Now, the idea of Charif, we already came across Berech, we call this 9 times, this could be the 10th time. That means the time we already saw this halacha in Simon Pei Tes, we saw the idea in the Gede Sheishois, Simon Tzadik Aleph, Sef Aleph, we discussed when two things are touch each other, even the Yavish, Locha by Charif and Inatocha, by Simon Tzadik Aleph, the Beis, in the case you have a Kli Isser, to put things inside, the locha is when it's Arai, when it's Lach, it's Mutter, let's Lach Charif.
When it's Yavish and it's dry?
When it's dry, then the charif will be mutter. When it's lach charif, then it's osir. We had the locha in Simon Sagdal, the fourth time, it says Zayin, but Sugya by Sakin. The fifth time, we had a Simon Sagdal case of Beis, but Sugya not by not. The Ramah says it does not apply. A sixth time, we had a Simon Sagdal Ches, Siv Ches, by Sugya of Vidal Taime. A seventh time, we had a Simon Kuv Gimel, Sivav, by the locha of Nation Tam of Kam, in a Ben Yoma, comes the case of Sugya Ben Yoma. In 8th time, we had Simon Kofei and Sif Al by Sugi of Kavush, the locha of Me'es Leif by Kavush, however, if his case is Harif, the locha is 6 to 18 minutes. In 9th time, with the Sugi of Rechel Am Nilsa, held by Harif, the Evid Rechel Nilsa. This is the 10th time, and every time we said we saw it, we'll get back to it. Now we're getting to the end of Vasa B'chalav, it's time to get back to it. This is the Makar for this Indian. First, the clear Sugi where this is coming from. And the building block, if you have clear sugya and chulin daf kufir alpha beis, but the sugya of nat by nat, it's brought down over there. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what the locha of dogmush olav akara? The Gemara paskins the locha is like Shmuel. The mice is mutter eat it with putach. Aleph. The Gemara goes on further. However, it's noin a radish that was cut with a fleshka knife. So the Gemara is also eat it with putach. Why? The Gemara is very simple. Why? Hanigul it's noin the agav the chur for bala. Because of its sharpness, it's balea. The Gemara is mamshech, but let's say it's a case of a kishur, a case of a cucumber, then the gir lebei pisco, then you're megara, the place where you cut it, then it'll be mutter, they can eat it. In the case of a kilch de lefes, if you have a stalk of a lefes over here, it's also mutter. Then it goes back a case of a silka. If it's a case of a beet, it's also, because charif. Have a pasuk, we'll lift to the shapadami. If you start in the case of a lefes, it'll be mutter. Now, what those cases mean of the lefes? In the case of Kishuas, we'll get back to the end of the simon over here. What comes out right now, it's very clear. We have two cases of Kharif in the Gemara. The Gemara could debate saying the case of Tznoim and the case of Silka. Now, how we teach it in English, the Swam today says Yeshlona, that's the Metzias, where the Chazal discussing is what we're discussing, but Tznoim is the case of a radish, and Silka is the case of beets. Those are the two cases that are Chazal right are cases that are Kharif. Now, the question is, Dagm Sh'ol Bakara on a plate, the mice eat it, if Mutter they eat it with Kutach. It's known as silk cut with a fleshka knife. Mice is also. Why is the difference between a case of a plate versus a case of a knife? What is a chiluk? What's the machalik over here? It says Rashi two things. Rashi says either was on the sack in this shamunis. He writes even though it's not nicker, but it's a small amount of filament over here that's be'en. And therefore, mitzad the shamunis, we have to worry about that's coming onto this thing itself. Void says Rashi, you have another reason. We show the churfa bolotrei. It comes from the Chul Nav Ches and Beis with the case of Dukka, but due to the sharpness with Dukka, it'll be Bola Trei. That means
definitely means just
Mamashis. Yeah, Mamashis. That means we always have to worry, and when it comes out from Rashi, two things you have to worry about. We have to worry about the small Shamnunis, the filament that's on top of it, and the Blis that's inside of it. The Lach we saw in Simon Sag Dal Siv Zayin is very clear. Came along the Shulchan Aruch discusses, depends on Ben Yomim, not Ben Yomim, and we have a Lach we chesh for both. If it's Ben Yoimah, we have to worry about the Shamnunis, and the Blias. If it's not Ben Yoimah, we only have to worry about the Shamnunis. That means the Loch L'maisi, Rashi says two reasons to Mechalik, both of them we hold of. We hold Simon said the Shamnunis you have to worry about, And time inside the Belius you have to worry about. That's going to be clear also over here in our Sugyo. Now, what is the lumdus over here? Or the concept of Dovah Charif. So there is a sefer called Dovah Charif on this topic. It's a few hundred pages, about 400 pages. So Izak Dami starts off according to Rishonim, a Ramban, a Rosh according to Oruch, a Rekeach, all three of them in Sochin. He says, but when a person says he eats, let's say, jalapeno, he says, jalapeno, what? It burns. The words of the Rishonim are that because of the kol milsa ilsei churfa, domik tzas lechamim. Something that's sharp is hot. Has it get it being hot? It's charif. It burns you. That means you know something that it's hot transfers time. The idea of charif is it burns. It's hot. That's the idea of transferring time. The lumdus behind dovah charif is ke'in the concept, is dumbing the concept that it burns. The dumbing the concept of heat. That's the lumdus we showed very clear where they're coming from. To bring out this point, the locha by klisheni. Everyone knows the amor is made by klisheni in simple kofay, in base. Klisheni in a tuchko. But those who want to be machmer, we know that there's a taz. Especially in the case when there's a dovah gush, taz says, in that case, it's vad to be machmer. The locha we pointed out, we can have three chumers over here, a dovah gush, and a duchko, and a klisheni, and there are different daggers over here. The chokhmah adam says klisheni is hefsid, klisheni and a dovah gush hefsid muba, klisheni, dovah gush, and duchko is usser. The amal mice is make on all three. All three holds the mice is much is no problem of a klisheni. However, says the amal in simet samach test and sif test, the loch is klisheni with dovah charif is mevashel. That means usually one of the tests on the rabbanut bechino is where's the amal being masked by klisheni. He's masking where? By the case of Dovah Charif. And how far is he masking? It's Mevashel. Not just Mavlu and Mavlio. It's Mevashel in the case of Shabbos. Therefore, Loch Lamais and Meshavuah and Simon Shinchof Allah for the Sugi of Losh says if you have Dovah Charif inside the Klisheni, it's Mevashel on Shabbos. A din of Bishel on Shabbos Mamish. That means Ramot does not hold a Klisheni. Nothing except by Charif. Why? Charif is the idea, the concept of heat Mamish. It makes it even stronger than that Mavlu and Mavlio. It's a case of Bishul Mamish. A very important concept, we see the idea of Bishul and how far is even again to Klisheni. That means, for example, the famous case we've been saying over the past year about what happens with the lemon inside your Coke. So I saw one statement discuss what happens with the lemon inside your tea. And one person wrote back to him, you missed the boat. Lemon inside your tea doesn't have any of the hetter because it's Klisheni, but the lemon is Mevashel. There's no that case of Bishul Mamish. We won't have all the klolim. All that terium when we were discussing why a lemon inside Coke would be different, there's only the little pieces that come out. Here's the case of Bishul Mamish. It's a bringing lemon inside. What? Without Ducha. Without Ducha.
The lemons are the
cliche. See, the cliche, you put lemon inside, and Naima Vashal is the case of Bishul. That means it won't have the same, it might be other reason why it's mutter. It could be other stars will get to our simon why tea. Lemon tied tea might be more too. We'll have to get the simon over here. Mitzad, the searcher boy that's cold over here, and there's no issue over here of cold, because you're taking it in and out. You know? That will not apply, because the loch of Charif and Klisheni is Mevashel. Now, we'll have to get to when things lose as Charif. But no, the lemon itself is Charif. Pasha's no. Now, to understand the Sugya of Charif, today's chabur we'll try to focus on, and again we have another whole week to spend on it, and the sim is a little bit intertwined over here. We'll try to focus on four questions. Three of them focus more, and one we'll have to get back to. To understand the Sugya of Charif, there really are four yisaidis you have to answer, and that's really the basics over here. Everything else is building upon it. One question is you have to know is how much is Osir? Is it Klipa? Is it Tilo? Is it Kuloi? One very simple, the base Asif. A second question you have to answer, is it Nichol and Klolim of Nat Banat? Or the Sugya of one is seen this time? The third question you have to answer, what's the lacha with any of Ben Yoyma? The Gemara said the case of Kershal Chiltis makes it the Ben Yoyma. What about other things with the same lacha? And the fourth question is, what is Charif? What's the level? The Gemara said the case of Chiltis, it's nine. And we have a case of Kershal Chiltis. What about other things? Shuman, Betzalim. What about sour apples? What's Nichol getting Charif? Those are really the four questions. That's if you answer these four, you have at least the basics. What's going on over here? First thing, how much is Osir? So the basis is very nice. It says for you clearly over here the Rishonim. It brings down that the Rosh says the Loch is Klipa. The Torah went to get a Klipa over here. The Ravid, however he went from the Ra'ah, the Smag, he says the Loch over here is the Tilo. And the Rashba, the Ran, they came along, the Sveta, they say the Loch over here is a case of Kuloi. So before we get to Loch Lamaisa, what's the words in the Tila and Klipa over here mean? So the Mechaba over here, En Simu Kofesiv Dalit, says what the definition of the Tila is. He says, it's Ko'ivi Etzpa. The thickness of your finger, it's a Loshna of a Rosh, Ko'ivi Etzpa. Now we have five fingers. Which Etzpa are you referring to over here? He says the Pirim Godim, the Graz, or the Mishnah Brua, and Simon, Tavton Aleph, Tav Samach Aleph. He comes along and says, Geder is Goydel, your thumb, Goydel Beinani. Your thumb is your Etzpa. That's the finger they're referring to. Now, how much is your Goydel? So, Kiduot, Machloik, Tibchaim No, and the Chaznish. According to Tibchaim No, an Etzpa is, the Goydel over here is a case of 2 centimeters. And according to the Chaznish, it's 2.4 centimeters. For us Americans, as the article writes, it's approximately 1 inch. 1 inch. That means a Canadian Tila is how much? 1 inch? From 2 to 2.5 centimeters. Yeah, so they had a ruler yesterday. He had a ruler, can ask him, and he put it down, and that's what comes out by Erech. Fine. We're following. Yeah. Depends, fine. Now, that's a Canadian Tila. What's Canadian Klipa? So come with Shach and Al Simon, and Sivkon Chav Aleph, and Gentle say, according up to the Rajma. Basically, the thinnest surface they could take off and remove in one piece. It's not you're doing gray where you're scraping off. It's the thinnest amount you can remove in one piece. Now, we did discuss today's technology. You can start clearing that we maybe can, with lasers, do a drop thinner than we've done with Zman Chazal. Pasha means what we can do with our own utensils without any special technology. That's the chur the get of Klipa. That means... What? But the chur means... So what's the getter? What's greater? What's the difference? Well, the shear over here is the thinnest amount they can do with man-made utensils. That's chur the getter. That means they come out, let's say, 3 millimeters. I'm just guessing. No one really gives a number. Versus the getter over here is 2.5 centimeters. That's the chil between playing the teal and clay clipo. That's the metzias-wise. It's a big difference. That means an inch of your steak is basically... Come out your whole steak, right? So it's like, depends how big your steak is. Fine, I know. Fine. But it takes a good chilek of your steak. That's clear. But the mice, the local mice, had to be paskin. So they get the klipo. Lo imatino, anyone goes to local mice like that. Kivegia starts off the cute raya, how the world can say the sheer klipo over here. Must be more than that. But the mice come along with Chabe and says the local is Natilo. And therefore, there are those who will go with Minikis Fadim, said the Kavachayim is Natilo. I said Hashem, the Ramah came along and says, La locha lechatchilo is kuloi. But the ever, the locha is kidei natilo. The ever kidei natilo. Now the question is, what does it mean, a case of b'dieva lechatchilo? How do we understand that? The Bishlam, you have a case of it cut with a kli of bosser. You have a case of it, now you have an onion over here. So lechatchilo, only eat it with fleishiks. Milchiks don't do that. B'dieva is, if you cook it now with milchiks, b'dieva chishim versus the piece over here. They get the klishal iser against the teal over here. Mash enke by klishal iser, you cut with it, it's a knife. So now, we're going to ask the whole onion to be ulcer. B'di evan, what do? You take off the teal, you eat the rest of the onion. So what's the words b'di evan mean by klishal iser? That's what machlokes shach over here versus kiveger. The shach understands, enchanami, if it's a klishal iser, you cut an onion, the whole onion is ulcer. B'di evan meat, you cook it with something else. That's the definition. Atzal Hasheni came along the Kiveger, brings down Minchas Yaakov. He said, "The Safi story, b'di evan means b'di evan." Therefore, it says, "Even my klishal iser." I mean, if a guy cut it with a klishal iser, you want to go buy from him. That's like a chila. Don't buy from him. But once you did it, so b'di evan, you want to ask the whole onion? No, that's b'di evan already. Cut off the teal, and the rest of the onion, the mice is mutter. So the question is, what's the b'di evan mean? The klishal iser, does it mean negate cooking something else or negate to eating the rest of it? Kiveger says that means even negate to eating the rest of it, the mice will be mutter, according to Amal. Mash Enkin. The Shach says no negate to cooking something else. That's what we mean the case over here as B'di Evan. Now, in this sugya over here of Klipa Tila Kuloi, there seem to be 3 side points over here. Just speak them out over here.
And
there are the coming
from the Ramah
at the end of the Sid. He's just being that Minchas Yaakov and he's being
Is that same as Yaakov? That
no. I have to see that in the Sif referring to. No, I'm not sure. No, again, the Shach's not on those words, right?
No, the Shach's earlier, but I think I have a Tila. I'm talking about this, the words that
I'm at the end. Maybe you should show me after, I'm not sure what you're referring to. Now, Again, there are three side points over here. One is that come along, what's halacha negate this onion when you have the case of shishim? Came along the Taz. He said, halacha is when you have shishim over here against this amount over here, lamais the onion is mutter. The onion itself goes back to being, even though it's a blis of butter, you have shishim, now the onion lamais is powerful. Or in your case, the blis of iser, you have by heter, it comes back to being powerful. Come along, kusik asin. And he says, I already wrote that earlier in Simintak Dalad and Sevav, I brought on Ram Lublim. And I already said this idea over here. I'm not sure what his point is. But the come along saying they both agree a concept that the idea is when you have an oven in that's fleishik, that's shishim, it's chlis latero, the side of efshla sechte gwina aser is only by iser, not by heter. Now, over there in Simon Sagdal and Sevov, we discussed over there, we discussed over there, the come along from Kireger, it says the Ramos case over there is the kdeiro chalavi. What about the case of milk itself? With the same klal apply, no, maybe milk is worth, now the milk will go inside the onion. The onion has blias of basa b'chalav. We'll chenan the onion, you need sticky time versus the onion, and the onion stays also. Keep making what the mechalak between the case of when there's a kdeir chalavi, versus the situation when there's chalav itself with this onion that's fleishiks. Came along, you want to mechalak, and however, look at the ramal blim in shuva itself, and before Shramon, it's in the tzadakei, siv beis, not that way. It sounds like we stomach upon them. Maisa, what is the kimta over here? The word of the Shulchan Aruch over here is the case of Mavasho Becholov. And on that case, come along the Taz, and the Shach that I already said earlier, in the case when the Kurka with Cholov, the Maisa Tzmoter. That means who is saying clearly that this halacha applies even in cooking with milk? Taz and Shach. They're saying it. That means if you want Mechalak, you have to realize there is a solid important point over here. They're saying the halacha lavdak Dei Cholovi, saying the case even with milk itself. And the Shach even saying, I raised it earlier, which he did not even speak out. That means the Shach is clear, there's no chilik, whether it's with milk, or k'dei chalavi over here. There's no difference. Wife or makusher. That means you have Yisrael over here, of Efshla Seichtai, that was saying, even by milk, Efshla Seichtai is Osir, only by Isser, not by Heter. Again, there's a crazy one to disagree. Make the place can point out, the Shach, Taz, Ramo, all go with this Aloch, Lamaisa, thinking themselves, the Maisa can be mortar. One side thing. A second thing over here, a side point, is that can we stomach upon a te'im over here? The loch is in Simon Sadaches and Tzifalov, Mechabah God Luchitosa, we stomach upon a kvela. Mash Enke in the Rambam over there says, we're not stomach upon a kvela of an akum, Bizman Azer, on an akum on a goy. Medaik the Shach, the loch is, Dafka in a kvela of an akum we're not stomach upon, but a kvela we saw we are stomach upon. Come on, the Shach, I mean, down two examples. One's a case of a netter. A second case, he says, when an onion is cut with a fleishik knife, you semich upon the onion, one of its fleishiks, on a kvel of Yisrael. Mamish our situation, simit tzadakvav, he sent you over here, we semich upon a kvel of Bizman Azeh. L'maiso, kamul v'taz and shach, and they bring down the Torah Schatos is the Ramah, he says, we're not semich Bizman Azeh, on a kvel of not Bikim, by a case of Yisrael. Of course, it'll be strange. The Shach is saying, who is the one who says the Semich upon Yisrael? Is your Amor and Tzadach Chesif Aleph? Diyuk. Diyuk, the Amor that way, the Taz and Shach is saying, we're not Bekim to be Semich upon him. So they point out, what the Shach means in Tzadach Ches, is now we're Semich upon it, L'chad Chilo. That means you cut onion with a fleshik knife. You want to now, you taste it, oh, there's no fleshiks over here. So now let's go eat it with milchiks. He's not saying Semich upon L'chad Chilo. Only in B'dievet. And they point out Atham over here. I mean, come on the chok with Adam Erech Hashulchan the Paiskim, and they bring down the Shach and Tzadaches. The saying is, Semich upon this case of the onion with a fleshik knife, only B'dieved. What does B'dieved mean? Meaning, you ate the onion, you saw there's no taste there, then somehow the onion fell inside your milchiks because you can't control your kitchen, get cooked together, for that to be Semich upon it, the Maisa, then it will be Mekel. B'lechad Chilo, the Maisa, not Semich upon it. That's first you said in the Shach.
Bye bye, yes.
Now, what?
Bye bye, yes.
We're not going to Semich upon it.
Why don't you have that? He's not
Mashach
here. We always said
Sadiqah
is simply a
Boman.
Simply a
Kfeel. Oh, because he said over here, Ainun of a Kiyim. Not because Mashach over here, right? He started over there as Mitzvah Mashach.
He's a Kfeel
of Yim. We're not Bekiyim.
Even
a Kfeel of Yim. Again, we're Choshish. We don't know. Ladak, you know, Semich upon a Kfeel of Yim. We're not Bekiyim. We leave it as it. That's not we're not Semich upon it.
Should Taz agree to this?
Taz doesn't say anything over there, but Lechora.
Doesn't say anything over here.
Doesn't say.
And cinnamon bathe tomorrow. That we are.
I'm not sure if Grumman's man is there, he's going with man of the Shomar. Also, the story of Kamas to Abono, maybe. He was casing the right, so.
But the Mar is definitely Rubikim. This is bitter.
That's the taste we don't know. Mashenki in other cases don't need a chilek gemara. If you need a chilek gemara, he won't give you semich upon it. That's Taz's answer to your question. He himself is a kashan answer. To be a kfeil, you need a chilek gemara. The Taz says he has a kasha. Why over here in Tzadaches are we not semich on a kfeil? We need a. He says you need a chilek gemara. Now some say it means either swallow, some say it means inside your mouth, but whatever it is, you need a chilek gemara. The Rivash says that, true. Rivash says you need a chilek gemara. Rivash. So Maisa, it comes out, we have the Shach says the Maisa of the Eved, you can be semich upon it. There are those Maisa ogging the whole entire locha. That means the Shach over here brings down the Levush, wants to say, not even the Eved, it won't work out. Yeah, I do want to say, even the Eved does not work out. I said, Shlishi, if I care, we have the Pichodish and the Kresi over here, says, even the Chachila can be semich upon a goy. I mean, Be'etzim, Yisrael, Be'etzim, there are three sheets over here. Those that say, the Chachila, those say, the Eved, those say, it doesn't work. Halach Lamaisa, again, most farm went with the Shach, but the Eved works, but not the Chachila. Loch Lamaisa, if you look around the swarm, Bismanenu, or Semach Pani Sol, even with the Yevid, Loishiman of Loinu. That means Yisrael Chaim Kinevsky says he's never heard anyone Semach Pani Kvelo. Yisrael, the Chodeshani, says, but Doicha Golos, other swarms, and Tarif, fine. Otherwise, we never heard anyone be Semach upon a Kvelo Bismanazah. Even the Tavlo story is Maisa the Gate of Svardim. And even that, they point out, the whole story is very schwer when you, because how in the world do they work out that way? Fine. It's a story for Svardim that no one understands the story exactly works upon Lumbus. I hear stories of stories. Fine, that's a second side point. The third side point is come along with Taz and Shach, they get involved with the Sugi of Issadovik. Again, it's very clear it's not really a Sugi here. They're getting involved with the halacha is, let's say, you only ask the Tilo on that side. Now you cook with something else to say Chanan on the whole entire piece over here. So at the end of the day, Maisa, the Taz and Shach want to argue on a different Shuma Moram Lublin against Lavosh. And they want Taino that we cannot put a double chumah together. We're not going to say the sugya of Chanan together with the sugya of Issadovik. That means the gate Issadovik, the mechab is not hold of it. It's only chumah the Rambam over here. We have two swears why it's brought down in Simitan Beis, why that's so. The idea of Chanan by Shari Surim and by Chaticho and by Klipa and Tilo also machlok Yishonim, which again the Taz Shach said we're machma for it. The question is how far. The machma double thing, Issadovik. With Chanan and Pada Chaticho, that Lamaisa will not be Semich upon. Therefore, the way they explain the Shach, he says like three things over here. He says, number one, is no Natila that the Issa Mitzan Atzmoy. That means he's saying, number one, that maybe who said, there's not a case of Issa Dovak. Number two is saying over here, he says, Vagam ain't Issa Nikur Mavdol. What do you mean, ain't Issa Nikur Mavdol? That means, therefore, we know already that the Sugya of Chanan is Simitzanic Beis. The Numshin Shayim would say, but like Sugya of Lach Balach is not Nikur Mavdol, there's no in the Chanan. To say maybe there's no sugya of Chanan over here. And number three, it says over here that it's only Nesek Nei Natilo. Maybe there's no Chanan, but it says only Nesek Nei Natilo. So he's making like a tzir over here. That's what Kivega explains over here. And he said also Taz and Shach are not arguing. And since as far as why there's no Chanan, as far as why there's no Issadovik, the Maisei we want to take on the Chumra of the Maram. The Loch is only Natilo be also cooked together. We'll not ask the whole entire piece. That's big kitzur what he says. He says they're not arguing, then he has kashas. But that's what he says. I'm not sure how it came out. Sounds like he argues, yeah. Fine. Those are 3 points. Back to us again. So number one, we have first question, how far? Klipa Natilo Kuloi. We'll come to Aloch Lamais, the Mechaba goes Natilo. The moment Aloch is Kuloi, but you have Natilo. Second question is, you have a sakin over here, the sugar of Napanat. Make it simple. Let's say your knife is clean. Now, how do you have a knife that's clean? We'll get to the end of the simon, the Pesach Tshuva brings down, you take water, you run over it, you clean it well, it can be clean the knife, there's no shamanness there. And they say, Mizman is there, our knife's clean, the lab knife is, it could be clean, person's house, in the drawer, if it's not serrated, you can assume that's clean usually, unless you're in a bochus dira, but otherwise, you can assume it's clean, and even serrated, you can assume it's clean or not. So let's go, there's no shamnusa over here, only left with blias. Now the question is, you take your onion, you cut with your knife over here. That means it went, the meat went inside the knife, and went from the knife inside the onion. As far as you know, negate a pad, it's called not bar not. Negate an onion, is that considered a not bar not? And have the claw and the sim inside a case of elephants and bays? Or to know, is that, it's a case like Bishash Bishol, like case of Bavasachas, that when Eichel Eichel, the loch is, that went inside, from the flesh inside the knife, and the whole entire time went inside the onion, and it's get of one knot. What is the onion? The onion, one knot or two knots? A very basic question over here.
It's a knife, a bad name, or a knife, a name?
No, it's a whole different question. That's a different question.
Ben Yamin.
But what is it? Is it one out of the two knots over here? So, first, to be clear, the before Taisus, I'm sorry, already, the Rosh that says, by the Suga of Dogmush Olu Bakara, came along Taisus discusses the Olu Dafka Lav Dafka. Brings down the Rivon, Shem Rashi, once a time the Aloha is Olu is Dafka. Mash Enke in Bishl and Sli, you have to be Machmir, that's not being a Raya, said Taisus. Could you more Mamshir for the case of Sakin, that caught an onion over here with a fleshka knife? What's Aloha? It's also eaten with Kutach. Why is it also eaten with Kutach? It must be the idea of a Sakin is like Bishl, and therefore it's like Bishl is Osir, and even though it's not Panat, Sakin the same exact Aloha will also be Osir. That Taisus says, is the Raya clearly the Aloha's Olu is Dafko? Because the case of Sakin is like Bishol. Mamshuk Toysvis, but unless you want to disagree, like Nimitz Paiskim, like Niran Shito, that the Olu's laptop can even Bishol is Mutter, so why in the world does Sakin be Osir? Why is Sakin Osir? So Kamlon Toysvis says, you know why? Because Rashi has a second reason over here, which are the Shamnunas. That means Toysvis is very clear. Sakin is like Bishol. Toysvis black and white. The Rosh says black and white. Sakin like Bishol. If you ask the Bishol, very good Sakin. Why the onions also? Yeah. Very good. But on Saturday, you know, matter the case of Tzalach, by the case of Bishol, why is also? We have to worry about Shamnunis. So the case when you have no Shamnunis, what's the lacha be? If you hold that Bishol Mice is Mutter, the onion also. The case of Napan Al Mice, the onion is no problem. That's the Kamal Pichaj, before she tells you from the Rosh, that the case of an onion is a getter of Napanat. That's the class like Bishol. Bishol Mutter here also is Mutter. Come on, Machaber. And he starts over here, what's the halacha? He says, if you cut an onion with a flesh like a knife, he says, either it's dirty, or even it's clean, but if it's ben yoimai, the halacha is, you cannot eat it with milchiks. Why? He says the shachal, and Sifkon Beis explains pshat over here. He says, what he means is, he's making into one knot. What's he saying? He's saying, me mechava, what's mechava all by Bishol? Chava by Bishol is mut lechat chilo. He says, over the case, it's clean over here. So why the mice is also? Says the Shach, and the Goyim says that's what the Shach is coming to point out. There's a big problem over here. The Mechama is making up a new concept that the case of the onion is nichel to get of one knot. The whole entire blea of the bottle went inside the onion, inside the knife, and from the knife, the whole entire blea from the knife went inside the onion. The whole thing, the whole entire blea is nichel to get of one nisim stam, not two nisim stams. That's a massive chiddush of the Mechama over here. Come on, the Prichodosh, and says, where do you get that from? Where do you shame disagree? Where do you get that from? We have placed the Rosh not the way. Mechadish holds, what's the case of your onion? It's not by not. All the clumps that are against the base will be mutter with its clolum. No problem. The Maita, Mechabas is not the way. We saw Ramon, Simon's had a case of base. The one by the Sugi of not by not says it's Osir, the Chadchilo, but the Ever Michael, three times you mati the Chadchilo. Once Enim Ben Yomai was Klish Lemel Olu. And Dov the Ramon, however, the case when it's Enim Ben Yomai, which should be mutter Chadchilo. If it's Dova Harif, we're going to ask that they eat it with Cholov. To this Shach over there, you have to realize, Ramah is saying two massive Chiddushim. Number one, he's saying, Ramah, Eina ben Yoyma is Nechna Geda ben Yoyma. And then number two, he says, even Osir b'di'evet. Why is Osir b'di'evet for, says the Shach, over there? You know why? Because he holds it. Not the Nap and Nat, Nechna Geda of one Nat. That means the Mechab and the Ramah are being Mechanish, a massive Chiddush. You have to know that he said over here. That the idea that even though usually when you have two transfers in Nap and Nat, over here, it's nichel again the one nesinus tam, and therefore the onion is one level of a knot, and all the klum of chumah of nesinus tam. So again, we have the Tzadik Rosh and the Pichodesh goes this way. The Meister again, the Shach, the Goyin, the Chokh Mazodim, the Chavadas, they come along, go like the Mechaber Amor, a look at the Meister, nichel again of one knot. Now, if you go back to the Pesach Tshuva, the Simon Tzadik Hei, the Sifkon Dal, he brought down a Mokum Shmuel. Only the Makom Shmuel discusses what is charif, what's not charif. He's not sure. Gets back and forth. He says, "Why in the world?" He said, "Don't say why be machmir by not by not." It's why be machmir by case of charif not by not. The chiligeta of not by not should be mutter. So he says, at the end of the day, the Maaser, if it's a case of avada charif in chenami, I'll be machmir chlish from the chaber amal. A sub charif, I'll be nekel and give it to get him not by not. That means the Pesach Shuvah sounds like we're not sure something is charif. The Maaser wants to mitzarf that and give him get him not by not. Now the Torah did not seem to go this way. We'll get to a stage further afterwards. But that's again what the Pesach Shuvah means. Now once we have this chiddush over here of a nap and not comes into one nap by davar charif, there is a Pesach Shuvah over here in Sifkan Dal, the big down of Machlokes Achronim. How far do you understand the side over here? That means Be'esem is a case of a nap and not that went in that was not charif, and then you put in the charif afterwards. Let's say in a case over here of you have your pot of spaghetti that's cooked on flesh kapat. So we're going to nap or not. So you have spaghetti over here with the bleas of nap or not. They put it on the top of jalapenos. If someone eats it, Americans can't. Israelis say they can. Fine. Mice is very spicy over here. So now to make it back in the case of what not? And now it's a case of mamish. You put cheese on top of it. It's also mamish. To come on the people, go to right over here, habuchio, about not. Once it went in the case of heter, the Nevada went in a case of Napa Nath. We cannot remake it back into one knot. Once it went into a level of being a Tom Kolosh over here, being weak over here, we can't make up a new Tom over here. It's only when it is Napa
Nath.
Because the Chur, the Svar is, it could be Machlosh Hashem, I understand the side of Machlosh Shvach, but it went in weak, so the amount of Tom that went from the pot didn't have the full Tom. Only went in part of the Tom. No, the full Tom's there. It just we rejuvenate the Tom that's there. It went a week. Now, if you read the Pesach Teshuvah and Sifkan Dalet, his case is a drop different. I said a case of Heter. The case of a Napanat Yisuro, the one of Ben Yomai switches to Eim Ben Yomai. Because the case of Meisubin. Meisubin, that afterwards, you after the time, turn to Chochmet, turn to something Charif. People come over there and want to say, Nichon, get a poem with Seif Lashbiach, the Meisit to be Machmer. Even though it went in Lefkam, but since it went in to the thing that itself is usher, it's poigim l'shez l'shbiach. Maaser Pesach Teshuvah at the end of the day, you bring down the Chavdas not the way, and the Pitvua not the way, and the Chok Yaakov, and make the Svarim, and the Mishmua clearly in the Chos Pesach, it's tough with Mzayim, bring down the Loch is, even by Isser, when it went in, not by not, Chirif will not rejuvenate it. And again, the Svar L'chor is a starker Svar. If it goes in Shvach, doesn't take in the full blue over here. It went in Shvach and it can't rejuvenate it. That means the side that we have to point out to make it the one knot, the side is when it takes out the full blue. But if it went in Shvach, it can't make it stronger than what it is. That's the lumbus over here. Third question. What's the look of Einim Bnei Yomai? So again, that's clear. There's a Mishnah in Naflamin Hayin, Avod Zoro. The Mishnah there discusses that the things by a guy that's Osir, but it's not Osir Banal. The Mog brings down, the Mishnah brings down 11 different cases. Everyone knows the basic cases of Bishlakim, of Pasakim, of Cholavakim, Kudaimo. One of the cases over there is a Kurish Al Chiltus. In fact, Gemara, what's the reason to ask a Kurish Al Chiltus? The Maisa is, Ain't even Yomer, Nois Tam of Kam. The Gemara says, the words are, Agav Chur for the Chiltus, Machulay L'Shamnusai. It rejuvenates, awakens up, and gives Tam to the Shamnus over here, and therefore it's Kudnoisin Tam L'Shvach, and therefore it's Ulcer. Even though it's Ain't even Yomer, Kurish Al Chiltus makes it into a case of a Ben Yomai. Wakes up, rejuvenates it, makes it into a Ben Yomai. Now, what is a Kurish Al Chiltus? I have no idea. But the Taz says it's something that is a vegetable that the animals eat that burns out their stomach. That's very hot. First Taz says it burns out the stomach, makes a hole in the stomach. So it's very, very hot. So now the question is that Dafka a Kurish Al Chiltus? Or is it also other things over here? I mean, you have a clear Gemara that Kurish Al Chiltus, the loch is, that makes it Einav Ben Yomai, makes it the Ben Yomai. What about other things over here? So, Elam Sotayson, Daf Kuf Yabez, and Allah, Tayson says it's not clear. Masopik. Does it make other things? Daf Kurish Al Chiltus. Lemaisa the same, Atrumo, he's a Rosh Machmirim. He wants to tie the Lav Daf Kurish Al Chiltus, everything. However, the Rosh, Big Dam, Rav Rutenberg, he says, true, we have to be Machmir, those are Mekel, I'm not going to make a Machor against them. That means we are Machmir, but there's what the starkest for a witty Mekel there. We are Meister Machmer at the end of the day. Aloch Meister, how do we pass it? First, the Mechab over here brings down a Stam Yish Oimim. The Stam Meister wants to say Dafkins Ben Yomai, and Yish Oimim wants to say Tainis not Ben Yomai. Stav Gishem, the Klal in general, Lokastam, Stav case of Ben Yomer. The Mechaber and Sif Gimel, we should not get to. So the case of Ben Yomer. The Mechaber and Simkuv Gimel, Sif Vav, he writes over there, Belosh Yesh Misha Omer, the Locha of, Nice Tam of Kam only applies to the case where it's not Charif. If it's Charif, we'll make it a case of Ben Yomer. They point out, the Taz and Shach, they both ask a question on the Mechaber on Sif Gimel. Even though it says Yesh Misha Omer, the Taz and Shach and Sif Gimel, is the Kash over here. L'chura, it's a serious mechaber. Over there, brought out Yesh Misha Omer, Bli Chaylik over there, to make into the case of Ben Yomai, and Ben Yomai. The Maaseh taken over here, it sounds like the Maaseh wants to be Michael. Now, part of what you say now, I was assuming you say now Chabur or not, but I think I'll say it now, because even though it's on Sif Gimel, I think sometimes it's good to say before, and maybe be clear what the base mayor is saying over here, what Kivirga over here is saying, just to answer their question. I mean, we'll have to get the base mayor. I'm going to preempt it before the Olam sees it, and think then they'll appreciate it much more. We have serious mechabers over here. That means the mechabel maisa is saying over here to me, Michael, what's Eben Yomai, and Simon Kuf Gimel Sivov sounds like it be choshed to be machmer. So there are two ways of Kivirga wants to answer, and one mahalach, come along the placey, the Rav, the Kivirga starts off, the people got him that way. He wants a taino, the only time we'll be machmer is we don't have to see Rufim. But let's say we have a case over here of number one, Aloch is Eni Ben Yomai to make a Ben Yomai. And number two, the idea of not by not, the Pichodesh Taisu said the maisa to be Michael. When two things over here, then the Aloch is to come along to do a double act, do a double maila, two pulas. Number one, it's making the Ben Yomai. And number two, make it to one time. Who says he can go do that? It's a double chumma that we won't do. Masha Enkein, the Aloch in Semkov Gimel, a Sevav over there, is a case of Isser. Is there a head to Napa Napa Isser? Those just head to Napa Napa Isser. Everyone knows the basic Napa Napa only head to Napa Isser. So it's very good one, Kov Gimel, Maisa Chosh to be Machmer. But over here, coming with Mechaber saying, Mechadchila will be Mutter, in the case when you have a Tzirif over here. A Tzirif of what? Of a Not by Not, and the case of Enim Neyoymoy. Kvega says a step further, Vo'id, what is Charif? Maybe Charif is Dafka case of Tznoyin Asilko, maybe in other cases. So L'chum, when you have three Tzirifim over here, you have a Tzirif, or maybe it's not Tznoyin Asilko. It's all things that, who says they're Charif? And a case over here when Enim Ben Yomai, and the case over here which could be not by not, Vichodosh, then the Maisa can be Michael Lechatchila, no problem over here. That's the three Tzirufim, that's Pshal, Maisa that answered the Mechab over here. It'll be Mutal Lechatchila. Sorry?
And there, Kukim above, we're talking about Sinai Soka? Talking about,
and again, we don't have the two, it's not by not to Yisiru. It's Yisiru. There's no Hetim not by not. No such Het over there.
It's
instantaneous
too. You don't have
the difference between Sokolich. It's true. That's what he's. Has. Question what's the second territory?
It may be true. But it's answering it.
That's true. Yeah, right. But you have to know how far to make over there.
On
the Sikon Yud. On the Taz over here. On Sip Kimmel.
More. What are the two territories?
It's being wasted one more problem. Maybe to be Michael, you need a third thing over here.
But you're still relying on the first thing.
Yeah. The question is, how do you say it over? Do you need two or three? That's all I'm saying. It's the same terrors. Just though it's suffer, giving it sounds to be machmer. Either you can do any minyama and not by not, any minyama and not by not, and who says charif? We'll speak that even further. No, but then we won't have the head to bite snow in the silka. Yeah, besides those cases, or chultus. Now, just to speak out, and again to Mechaber, Mechaber over here is a klal stam yish oimim. We spoke out again in Simchat Gedalet. What's the klal when you have what's a loch and stam yish oimim in the Mechaber? The klal is loch gestam. However, what does it mean a loch gestam? Is it we go that way, you might have some wood, or that you have some rubo? So in Simchat Gedalet Sif Aleph, by the case of Cham Tzotzer Cham Kuloi, we brought down over there, Machlekes Leisa Kalim over there on the Sfardim. Isn't it Mekel only by have some rubo? The Zivchet Tzedek, the Ben Ishchai, Kav Chaim? Or to make even the Hefsed Mu'at. Maestri, if you look over here, it's the same Machlokes, the same names. Over here, come along the Ben Ishchai, Zivchei Tzedek, and the Kalam Chaim said, over here, even the Mechabas Tam Yish Eim can be Mekel only Mach Mehefsed Mu'at. And again, Vad Yosef, Kedarkoi, Lichasoylam, Yogzin, Yibyoim, and Chalaches, Baricha said, that's not the Chal of the Mechaber, the Lochet can be Semich upon even the Hefsed Mu'at. So again, it's the same argument that Macaulay's in the Bnei Svart, how to go in the Loch when you have a Stam Yish Eim in the Mechab over here. Aloch Lemaisa, Chol Pach from the Ashkenaz. I mean, the Neisvah can be Semech upon them, but Hefsimuvo, Hefsimuot. I'm going to get to the Ashkenaz, the Maisa clear, we're Machmer. Again, we see it clear. either we have the locha in the Tzadikisa Beis, the Mechaber writes over there the Inna Ben Yomai, the Amor writes over there Inna Ben Yomai, the Gedah Ben Yomai, and therefore the Maestro Pesach can go this way for the Nei Ashkenaz. We clearly hold Inna Ben Yomai, definitely Gedah Ben Yomai. Hagam, we do have the Pesach Shuvah, who starts with Asemin, according to the Mishkan Skak of the Maestro, he wants to be Michael, Borah Velochon, but make the Pesach Maestro can be Machmo over here. Now, on the Tzadki Machmo, Inna Ben Yomai to Ben Yomai, how far will be Machmo over here? Is it Din Rabbanon or Din Dereiso? That means again, you go back to the Pesach Shuvah and Simon Tzadikis of Kodin Dalad. You bring down a Chayim over there who argued this point over there. The Maestro comes along the Pim Godim and he said, I bring your wife, the Shach by us, Shach Sikonian Bay. He says, what's the Loch of a case of a Sopek? The Shach said, the Maestro to be Machmer. Why be Machmer for? Must be the case of Dereiso. They point out, you read the Rajman Shuvah, the Rajman Shuvah discussing why Begula Akum, by the case of a Kli Midian coming to Kokashuit, what's the big deal? Maestro says, wait 24 hours, go use the Kli. Says the Rajman Shuvah, because it might be a case of Harif. So we see the case of in the Torah, a case of Dereis over here. Therefore, Kivega, the Chassam Sofer, or Choshulchan, they come along and say, it's Nichol Lekal of Dereis. Agam, there's a place he wants to be mafakvik upon them, the Knesset Cheskel, because the Shuvah wants to be down to be Meikol. This little bit of Mavuch among the Achoinim, the Rabbanon or Dereis, seems to be a Machlik among the Achoinim. But again, from the Shach sounds like it's the Gid of a Dereis over here. One interesting case, from Zaman likes discussing it, on Pesach, what do people do who have dentures? How can they eat their Choyin tomorrow over here? What do they go do? He says, if it's drop on say the Maestro, once the case of the rice over here, so it gets evolved, and you may name on the case of the rice, so how can we make over here? So it gets evolved, has Ruba, Simplicianti, all the fuse over here, we'll have exactly, we'll come along to answer what the story that we have to apply this column over here. I ain't from the Chuba, the interesting Chuba. They do point out, negate the Sugar of Einem Ne Yomoy to Machman Nechel Negeda Ben Yomoy, let's say in the beginning it went in Lefgam, went in the case of Lefgam. Not it went in the Shvach and switches over to Einim B'nei Yomai. It went in Lefgam. There, Vali, come along with the Pim Gom Mesopek, but come along with Pesach again, it says the story, is when it went in Lefgam, that means, let's say, when a case is bad, it will not rejuvenate it and make it the case of the Shvach. Again, it's a similar idea to the case of not Benat to the one not, same concept over here. The only thing it does over here, it reawakens how it came in. It cannot create something that's not there. That's the story over here. Now, one last point over here, again, the fourth question over here is, what is Harif? That means we went through how much Klipan Tila Kuloi, we went through with Ain't Not Banat and whatnot, we went to Ain't Ben Yomai, and the fourth question is, what is Harif? So just say, Bikitsu now, Benjamin, next Chabura, we'll have to get back to all their cases and parameters, because we have to go through this seminar over here. But basically, Kalungu Ben Yechiel, brought down by the Ben Peretz, they want to tell Harif is Dafgut Snoy Nechelthis, not more than that. As they state in the Gemara, well, the Gemara says, not more than that. Atzal Hasheni, you read the Mechaber and Sibbeis, he brought down the Rambam, Taisus. He says, in case of Shuman, garlic, salt and onions, Kreish in the case of leeks over here, Lav Dafko, the Gemara's cases are, even things that are above that, say Vatshuma, the Rosh, they went this way. And therefore, that's how Ikkvus Far went that way. That means it's going to be a Mishnah Brewer, Tafim Zayin, or Chashukhul Mayos. They came along and said, Lav Dafko, what Chazal say, even what the Rishonim say. There's a third level over here, we'll get to. A third level, that means number one, we have the Gemara's case. A second level, the Rishonim's case. And third level, we call Kfas Harif. Tepuchim Chamutzim, these sour apples over here. Again, we have to know what's Nichol part of that parameter over here. At the end of the day, the Eilim Sora, the Shach, and they come along and say, maybe the Taz, said, Mok Mehesim, he can't be Mekel. Also, that means there are three levels over here. There's Gemara, Rishonim, and things we can make Mok Mehesim with different parameters which we have to get back to.
What's the Shach?
Now we'll get to the base mayor. Fine, now we went through the four questions over here. Again, very clear, we went through four questions. Somewhat we'll still have to define more, a little bit better.
How did the lemons fit
in? So we didn't get to the Siftalot, we have to get Siftalot. Right, we did alphabets. We have to get to all these things. I mean, we're not finished yet. But the basic four things. One question, how much kula tila klipo? The answer is natilo by Mechaber. Ramal says kula, but you have the natilo. Number two is not banat to one knot. We paskin together in the chal one knot. However, there are sheets out there. Pichodesh has the ik among the shining two knots. A third question over here is Eim and Yoma Ben Yoma. We paskin the loch is nechal together Ben Yoma. Even sometimes Eim Ben Yoma. However, again, there are those who disagree. And the fourth question: how much is it dafka? What do we say in Chazal? That's Ben Yechiel for Ben Peretz. Others say no means anything. Shuman b'Talmud Kedaima. Those are four things. Now let's get to the base mayor. Take all four of these. Put one of them to the side. That means the case of first question Klip and Tila Kuloi. That we'll put to the side. It's not negate our situation over here. Come along, can we put three of these things together? That means, in a case where it's not snoin, not selko, not the Gemara's case, a case where it's not by not, or maybe a not, a case that's enim b'nei yomai, Can you put all three together in the Maaseh B'Mekel? That's the base Meir's question over here. Now, to understand what that means, come along to speak out the case. Come along the words of the base Meir and say, something happens all the time. Mr. Kaplan says over, he gives a shiur about it. Every Friday they call me up with this case. Someone, they take onions and they cut it with a milk and knife and they put the onions inside the shalit. Every Friday, someone gets it twice on a Friday, someone once on a Friday, he gets a shiloh. They want to know what do they do with the shalit when they cut the onions with a milk and knife. Midah shrichi, where's the base Meir? It's a common case over here. So, what's the halacha? It's coming to the base Meir and he says, put three things together. Number one, the case, not snoy, not the Gemara's case. Together with two tzirufim, in the case of Napanat, and the case over here of Einu ben Yomai, Stam's talking Einu ben Yomai. So, Maisi, you have two tzirufim, not the Gemara's case. Let's be Mekel. Those are the words he's saying. He adds in the oid, I have to worry about the Shamrunis on top. What happened to that? So you can say our knives are clean. What he says is the shishim against it. And he says also prat by the case of a sakin, wave that shish of a sakin, the case that is toinin.
Why does the shishim not be
creepy? It's head over there. You put inside the toilet. You have shishim, the shamrunis. No, you have only take them out. It's knicker.
No, but it's bottle we already know from the Ramadan.
So then you have to do the column over here. If it's the case of shishim, what type of shalom do you have?
No, shishim is making the knife,
not making
the onion.
Okay, you have to see this. Without came out without shishim, without discussing shishim, shishim and modern supporter, without shishim. Depends how many onions we're holding by. You fry them first. You fry them, a lot of people like to fry them on bottom with some meat on bottom. Depends on what's going on over there. How do you make the shalom? I'm not discussing the number of shishim, obviously. That means coming to the base man, he says, again, very clear, if you have three things, he says we're two. He starts off, Zula Snoyin Silka, without the Gemara's case, with two tzerufim, that could be an apanat and emine yoimon, because time clean emine yoimon, the mice can make a prat, in case of Roy Tashmish of a sack is only b'tzainin, adds that in. And also he says over here that b'tzad shamnunis, don't worry about the shishim over here. That's his yisoid. That's very basic. Now they point out, this yisoid, the base mayor, is betzem. Holds away. That means people, you have to, this whole entire loch about the onions, cut the knife, is right inside the cholent, what's loch about the yevet, that means you cut the onions, you put it inside the cholent, a vine don't put it inside the cholent. But if you're Sfarati, you can put it inside the cholent. Because these three tzurufim may send the Mechaba's world. Go to the Mechaba, you can put it inside the cholent. Here, the whole base may is discussing the Ramah's world, and the case of the yevet, when it really is in the inside the cholent. When you get mixed in together, otherwise you call a Ram and say, I cut your onions, if I says throw it out. A vay will not put inside the cholent. That's parshut. But once it's inside the cholent, come on the base man, the maase is mekel. Now, do we go like this? Halacha not. There's a gil mashal on the page. It goes this way. The shagab tahiro wrote the mashal. The maase went this way. And the others, the riyatzer, the reisman says, Rapam likes to pass this way. The fight says, we pass like the base mayor. Atzal sheni, there's a clear prim. God writes this case over. The maase says, we do not go this. We two from maase with the aser. With aser. There's a chokhm. The maase asks the. And although the Maase come along and say, we do not go this way. Sorry? The base mayor is on the page. Every Shukunach has a page, no matter what print you have. Maase, why are they coming along to be Machmer? So first, they point out over here, it's not that simple to be Mekel. There's a before Shri Ammon, and Simon's had a case of base. The Ammon's case over there is, basically, he says two things over there. You have over there a case where you cut, you cook onions in the flesh kebat, or you cook it's any many way, or you cut it with a flesh knife. Says Ramah, the law is it's also even b'di'evet, even b'di'evet. That means the chur come on the masham, and he wrote to shagab taro, and he come along and says Ramah is against the base mayor, the black or white Ramah. That's Ramah's case. The Ramah says you cut with something harif with your flesh knife. The loch is also b'niyavet. You got mixed in the food. The mice is also, unless you have case of shishim. No, he says over there. The words are: you have a pot that's not b'niyavet, or you cook with a flesh good knife. What is that more? It says the idea of charif makes it into b'niyavet. In fact, Masham, the mice you forgot before she black or white more. The mice is not the way. So far, so we have this base mayor, and the Masham said you've got it more. Now.
Like the
so the question is, how do you answer the Ramah versus the base mayor? So where Reichman said over massive chiddush over here, he wants to tighten the Ramah discussing a case which is vadachrif, a case of tznoin and silko. Mashengi Meisman discussing the zulus tznoin and silko. And the whole Ramah, when it says, not, there's nothing with the tzadik case today, it says, davachrif means one thing, tznoin and silko. Sounds like we're all case of chrif, sounds like even Shuman Mitzal. It's very hard to understand that's the terrace over here. It's very hard to one over here to I saw the Tzur Sadaf. They're very cute. They said very simple. What the base man means, they put in brackets, he means to sing shot in the Mechaber. They took, say the words of Ramah, it means Mechaber. Now, I looked around all the other Shulchan Aruch, the Friedman, or the Be'er, or Mechon Yishlaim. No one puts the word Mechaber in. Somehow the Tzur Sadaf put the word Mechaber in brackets over there. That's the same shot in the Mechaber. Now, first of all, it's very hard. I don't know where they got it from, number one. And number two is, it's the word the base man is, me did a shrichi, I'll give you a heter. In the Mechaber's world, I mean, he's saying for us, he's saying for him what to go do practically. So to say that's Pshat, he means the Mechaber, I don't think so. They got it, the Mamash made it up. It's a good teretz, but it's not true. Fine. So we have, you need a Mahalach that. Not true. However, there's another Mahalach over here. Very important Mahalach. Come over the Divya Yatsa, the Kloizimiger, and the Barashuchu when they say Mahalach over here. The one Mechaber, the case of the Beis Meir is a case where you cut it with a knife, first cooking it with a pot. He says, forget, you read the Ramah over there slowly. The Ramah has a double lashon; it's a right to the base mayor. The case of the Ramah over there is you mevashlin in the kli charif that's not ben yomai, or you do maducha v'tavlin that you do a case of a modal shovaser. The words einim ben yomai only said in the case of bishul. The Ramah does not say the words einim ben yomai when it's discussing or cutting with a knife or using a maducha. So why say the word only by the case of bishul? Because only by bishul will be machmer and not the case of a knife. So first, we have a chiluk and the newest place who go with the base mayor. Want to say the whole head of the base mayor is only by a sakin, not by a pat. Now the question is why? What's the svarta mechalik? First, you have to realize the base mayor is a head is a knife. The mother want to answer the case of bishul. Either have a problem.
The base mayor is using the 3-2 from this only by knife.
Well, we'll speak out. Why? Why is the chiluk over here?
Why should
the why not apply by the case of bishul? The same 3-2 from the you have. That means you have a chiluk over here. That means first, do you go like the base mayor is machalikus? Even go with the base mayor, my shaman says it's the only case where the case over here is Rektash Mishus B'tzayinim. Fine. But those who go with the base mayor, Glad Paiskim want to say only the case where it's a knife, not case of Bishul. The Svart Mechalik, the way the Devi Yatsim says over, by the case of Bishul, that those are all not Nechal, not by not, to move on. So we don't have the head to not by not. We know already that we're Choshe L'chatchila to move on Shita by Bishul, no head to not by not. They will come up and say, by Bishul be machmer, because no hetim, not by. We're making 3-2 from over here. The tzir for what? It's not by not. A case of enim and yomai, and the case over here of it, maybe it's not sharp. But we know, machab is choshes, Ramah is choshes, that the case of Bishul, the chaliket of not by not. No, one not, the Ramah. Machab is very good. Fine, so over here, the 3-2 that's true, but the 3-2 we have a chum against it. That one of the two of them is a shvachat tziruf. Mashing mitzakin, the better tziruf over here. That's how the Riyas wants to say it over. The way how the Bala Shukhanah says it over a little bit different knesh, he wants to tie that whole idea of if it's not charif, he said over here, who said the transfer is tam? What's the idea of not charif? Therefore, no way of transferring it. Who says it's onion, or it's not charif? We do a case of bishul, it's only transfers. Bishul is an actual transfer over here. So bishul is worse because the one the two of them is what? It's not charif, and therefore doesn't transfer. Bishul transfers it. So it makes it weaker, the tziruf of not being transferred. So, then we come along, the place we go with it, and there are those, Reisman says the case of Bishul. There are those I know say the case of Bishul. I think, but Maisa, the way I see the Ulm who follows the base mayor, they point out the base mayor is definitely the case of Sakin, not negate the case of Bishul.
Sakin is not Bishul?
That place is tzad over here. But the Maisa, that's how to answer the Ramo. Could be thought, could be it's better. I mean, there is a Shark of Swarth, it's better. Bishul is much more than Sakin. There is a Swarth to it. Fine. Just to end off with one last case over here is, thank you to another Lach Maisa. Sim Peites and Sif Aleph. We have the Lach over there waiting 6 hours. Now, the Lach waiting 6 hours, but the Mechaber is in Kadin. Negate throughout the Bnei Ashkenaz, called Mishu Yishle Recha Torah, wait 6 hours, that's 1,000 shach. But the case over here of Napanat or Dovah Harif, you have to wait 6 hours. So this will be very clear to Masarjan to 4 cases over here. Point out there's a case of Napanat To eat fleishig that's not banach, you have to wait 6 hours. A segge is vakert. You already are fleishig, you have to wait 6 hours to not banach. And then another way is one tam, does it make you fleishig? And the other way, when you are fleishig, you have to wait to one tam. The four cases floating on over here. I'll try to be clear what that means. I'll try to explain what it means. That means number one, you cook spaghetti in a fleishig pot. You eat the spaghetti. You have to wait 6 hours or not? No. Who says that? What?
Amos
says it. Amos writes. You take spaghetti, including a fleishig pot, shiur basar. The Amos says you do not wait 6 hours. That's before shiur. Fine. That's aleph. What about fakert? You are fleishig. You ate meat. The boss of Ben Yishnayim is Moshech Tam over here. Can you now eat spaghetti that's cooked in the milch kapat? What's that, Aloha? What's that case? Come on, Shlom Kluger. He says, Mevim de Kichoch. Come on, Zatam Kol, Shvach Ovi, Abad, it's more time in the Shiloh. But the Shulchan brings it down to the Abad, even the Chachilah is mutter. Hagam and Orchus Abenu, they do bring down the stipler that he made tea in the milk cup. And they gave to one who was fleishig, and it's a stipend of your drinking. He said, Medina, but I can't, but I don't want to. Fine, say it, a chokka. What? No, no, Ladavka, no. Didn't say over there, but didn't say which one. I don't think so. I think I saw it yesterday. So, the Maestro Kamal Pashis, when not but not, whether to make you fleishig or you already are fleishig, maybe the tichuch makes me laugh, about it's mutter. Aleph. Next case, a case of Charif. First, it cuts a piece of onion with a fleishig knife. Onions, why not? You eat it, you have to wait 6 hours. No. Take an onion and cook it in a pot, you have to wait 6 hours. So again, the Kamal Ramah, the over here says, if you have a seal shal basar, you cook spaghetti inside and not banat, the maise, it's mortar. We have no milk at all to be machmer. Fek the shach, what do you mean? The spaghetti can go eat with melchik itself. Take the spaghetti, have it with cottage cheese, and go eat the spaghetti. Why is Ramah saying you have to wait 6 hours, go eat with spaghetti itself? As I fact the Shach Sivkon Yutes upon the Ramah. There are three ways of answering the question. One of answering it, you missed the boat, the question is not even a question. Is it true that Ramah says you can go put kachi at the top of the spaghetti? The Ramah holds his ulcer. So what's the Shach's kasha? It's not true, it's ulcer. It's very good that Ramah said that Allah have to wait 6 hours. Come along the Eli Rabo, the Minchas Yaakov, the Behitiv on the page, come along and say, it's not true. Go look at the Sivkon Yutes, Siv Beis, it's not true. What's the Shach's
kasha?
But if fine, but he says, what's the big deal? Go do it. He says, words are. So the way how they want to answer back what the Shach's kasha is, either the way how the Pischachu brings out the Prim Godim, you could look at the Makarfa Ramah, there was a Beis Yosef. So you have kasha anyway in the Beis Yosef. Or the way the Beis Meir wants to answer the Shach's kasha is, why? Because the Maaseh said, B'di'evet is motor. So waiting 6 hours, they could get a B'di'evet. That's the way he wants to say it. But the Maaseh, one way of answering the kasha, it's not a kasha. Another way came in the Shach, it says a massive chinish over here. Even if it's a dirty pot, you have some noodles inside, you have meat inside, a little piece over here, you ate it, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Fine, we discussed that barichas, what to do to get that french fries inside a fleishig store over here. Do we serve upon the shach or not? You must probably say the mice we are. That's his teretz. Come on, the base man, Kivegas says, I'll give you a third teretz, very simple. You're discussing in a case when it's one to see this tam. The lachabah, one to see this tam, cannot eat with milchiks, but let's say you cut it with a fleishig knife, or you put it in the fleishig pot, the onion, what's a lachabah? One to see this tam, you do not have to wait 6 hours. That means be very clear, wisdom occur by one knot, by double chwift, not to wait. Kim Eger and the base mayor come to answer the Shach's kashon, Sivkon Yutes, Pshat and the Ramah, the Maisa, Tom did not make, do not have to wait 6 hours. What about Fakert? You ate Balser. You are Fleishiks. Now, do you have to wait 6 hours to eat an onion cut with a milk knife? What's Svart Mechalk? It's called carbon. You're Balser in your mouth right now. Balser in your mouth right now. You eat basar with the onion that's chalavi over here. That's basar and chalav together. That means to tell me to the other way, to go eat an onion to wait. There's no basar and shenayim. Not moshech tam. With the onion and what? To wait 6 hours? There's no reason to wait 6 hours. The only svar to machmir is why you saw kdoshim loy plug. The svars do not apply. Once I am fleish shakes, go eat an onion with a chalav milk and knife. Why go do that? Who that's a bayah basar and chalav mamish?
From meat, not
tough. Yeah, you ate meat. A person ate meat. A person ate meat. What's halacha in that case? So the Maaseh is a prima godim in the Shavuos that says, Fakert, if your fleishig cannot eat an onion cooked with a little milk and knife, you cannot go do that. Maaseh, and therefore, the numerous formula would like bringing down the miyuchah, the ben chutz laaretz, bringing down this prima godim. Ben chutz laaretz. Atzad Hasheni, the Vaz, Bada Shulchan, Rabbi Forrest, the chutz laaretz. Atzad Hashem, they come along, they bring up numerous farming down of Yashiv. Numerous farming down of Yashiv. So no, just like a person that can be makel and not yet wait 6 hours, for carrot over here also, you don't have to wait 6 hours. The other way around, and therefore you can eat the onion, or Vosa goes this way, and somehow it sounds like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are more machmir than Ben Chutz La'aretz. Among the swam l'chol apakas. More mekel. Maisa, let's think about the swaras over here. That means the maisa, the idea of 6 hours, the maisa is a chumro. We have an idea, maybe it's not banal pimut also. Could be chodesh, maybe the kichok. We also have a swara, who says an onion is charif? Right?
They didn't get the beshmer yet.
Come along the swara and say, let's take it one step further. This onion over here that's inside your salad, someone served your salad, you want to go eat it. I'm saying cut with a milk knife. Is your knife clean? Pasha is clean. If it was, you usually it's shishim over here. Maisa, stamp the enemy yomai. The onion is enemy yomai over here. So, an enemy yomai, who said that people are going to come along to be machmer? That means if you're fleshiks, what? On the tzadin, I mean, that's really what the mayor says. But Maisa, in the case where stamp sakin enemy yomai, someone serves you a salad called a milk knife, then Be'etzim, what do you have over here? You have the mamash based mayor, with the idea of what? That whole idea of 6 hours Betzim is a chumra. You have to realize that. We have Betzim based mayor. Therefore, numerous farms saying, I heard a Felden Lake, which says, in the case that way, not going to be machmir that far the people got him. Hagam, look at the Bada Shulchan, and Rabbi Forrest, the machmir even in Inim Ben Yamon. They take the people got him, even in Inim Ben Yamon, the mice have to be machmir.
You're not going to
base mayor. No, he said, don't eat it. Wait, eat it later on, after 12 hours. Wait 6 hours. There's no hefset over here. Base mayor discussing you had to throw out the cholent. Don't throw out the cholent. Wait 6 hours, eat your salad. Let someone else eat it. There's no loss over here. That means the question is.
Basically, you're just saying that it's not true. The chalent is not true. Right?
Yeah, don't throw it out.
No,
the feed them. They say, wait 6 hours. Maisa, don't eat it. That means you have to really how far. The Maisa, the Svara stacked, the Maisa and Mekel, in this case over here, that means the Bnei Yisrael, same time, in a problem. Pichodesh will laugh at you about his mutter. Again, the case, who says it's Harif over here? In the case of 6 hours, again, even the Ashkenazim don't even hold them 6 hours, it's a Nochin Lachma over here, of a Rechatoro, to be Machma in the base Mary, the Stark is for the Maisa to be Mekel over here, and not taking that far. Devil comes out. If it's a not by not, everyone agrees mutter. To make you flay sticks, okay, Mamash got the question last week. The guy was looking at the smicha bor. He just learned it. He calls me up. Says, "This one, double check." My wife says, "I'm wrong over here." And he says, "I told my wife you have to wait 6 hours after eating the onion." So I said, "Yeah, go look it up." I told him, "Base mayor, Kivega, come back to me." And Mamash was very bad. His wife really gave it to him. Mike said, "Don't forget it." Told my wife you have to wait. So Mamash last week, I called me. And Mamash, he should know his stuff. He told me he just learned it. Fine. Maisa, the loch is, you do not have to wait. The other way around, that's a mavucha. If you already are fleishiks, that's mavucha. The shtak is for to make a wins any of yomoy, and even after those are machmer. My best next time, we'll be mamshuk, we'll see you, double career.